to have a really small kernel. And then all the power of the language comes from all the classes which are defined. Since it's object-oriented, you can define more data structures and more functionality by providing this large library of classes. So that's where the power of the Java comes from, because of its object-oriented character. There are some 250 public classes that come with the Java language in its in the release that we're working with, and more classes are being designed, as well as what to officially go with the language, as well as what other people write. Another way in which the object-oriented nature of Java affects its use on the web is that in an object-oriented language, each programming module that you write is called a class, and in Java, they associate each one of those with a file and do the... So they associate the program structure with the file structure of a web server, so that it's really easy to write URLs to access Java programs. That's all sort of built into the naming structure.